Now, I was out and about a lot over the weekend, met a lot of different people, chatted to a lot of different people, and the big topic on everyone's lips at the moment, no surprise there, is the cost of living. And I heard a load of people saying, and I noticed it myself as well, with our family weekly shop, price of food seems to be gone through the roof. The weekly family shop has got so much more expensive. And of course, as we've all been noticing as well, the cost of heating our homes and our electricity bills gone up and up as well. Now, there is some little bit of respite today when we hear that energy provider Pinergy has become the first energy supplier here to reduce its prices since elevated wholesale costs began to fall on international markets. But I wonder, is that a sign of things to come, or would we be premature if we got too excited about that? Well, to talk about all of those things, I'm delighted to be joined on the show by Katrina Redmond, who is a food and cost of living writer with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, you're very welcome.
Thanks so much. How are you?
I'm good, and I've been following you throughout the last year or so, and you've written some great pieces about how we can all try, note I say try, to deal with the cost of living. First of all, what do you make of the news from Pinergy today?
Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting drop, especially in the context of an increase that they had announced, I think just before Christmas, of 18.1%. So it's kind of yo-yoing up and down a little bit. So I wouldn't feel too confident that all of the other suppliers are going to follow suit, because Pinergy was one of the most recent to announce a price increase as well. So it may be the case that we might not get reductions from them all, as we would be hoping for.
Okay, so we won't get too carried away with ourselves just yet then?
No, yeah, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
I wish, like, it'd be amazing to be able to say so. But the way that the energy companies set their prices is they operate something called hedging. So they buy the energy stocks, I suppose the easiest way to describe it. They can buy it for up to 18 months, 2 years in advance. So the increases that we're seeing at the moment don't actually reflect the increased prices that the energy companies were paying 6 months ago, because they haven't been passed on to the consumer yet. So what we're hoping is that this hedging has insulated us. So I don't think that the prices are going to come down. If they do come down, I don't think they're going to come down by very much. So I think being conscious around our energy use and being conscious around our prices is going to be there for a long time to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking about being conscious of our energy use, I've noticed here on Radio Kerry that we've been carrying a lot of ads from various energy companies advising people about, you know, when to put on your washing machine and, you know, when is off peak and all of that. Just on a practical basis, have you done any of those things yourself, and have they actually worked?
Well, the first thing I'd say to you is that if you're trying to think about what time to put on your washing machine, is there's two reasons why the energy companies are trying to encourage you to do that. So the first one would be if you're on a day-night meter, or if you're on a rate, maybe you could be on a smart meter rate. So that's the rate that's where you're rewarded for using your appliances at off-peak times. So that would be, you know, for those of us who know the day-night meter, that would be, you know, using your appliances after 11 o'clock at night and before 8 a.m. in the morning. So I'm not a fan of that unless you have storage heaters, because it's actually very dangerous to run your appliances at night when you're in bed. You really should be up and awake, and that's the recommendation by the fire brigade nationally all across Ireland. The second reason why all of these energy companies are trying to encourage you to be more mindful about what you're using is peak time usage. So that's between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. and that's when the grid is most likely to get kind of jammed with people coming home from work and wanting to make dinner, you know, like not even work, like my kids will be home from school. I have to dish them up for dinner today. Ideally, I'm going to dish them up for dinner sometime between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock because they have to go out training tonight. So I'm going to have the oven on or maybe the slow cooker on. I need to have a hot dinner ready for them.
Yeah.
So this is another reason why, sorry, just a moment. This is another reason why they're trying to encourage you not to use the energy between 5 and 7.
Sorry to interrupt, Katrina, but what if you, we'll say, threw on a wash at 9 o'clock at night instead of at before 7? Would that make any difference to your bill?
No, not unless, no, in fact, even if you're on a day-night meter, it won't make a difference to your bill.
Okay.
So all you're doing is you're making a difference to the grid. So you're making a difference to the capacity of the energy, you know, the amount of energy that all of the different households are drawing down on. So at the moment, unless you are on a smart meter rate that gives you a reduced rate at 9 p.m. at night, then it doesn't make a difference to your bill. For me, I have a smart meter, but I'm not on a smart meter rate. So it doesn't make a difference to me what time of the day I put my appliances on at. Apart from, I might want to be mindful between 5 and 7 o'clock, because if everybody else, I live outside of Dublin, but if everybody else in the region were to put on their ovens at the same time, well, then we might end up with a blackout.
This is it, and that's the worst case scenario, but I suppose we have to bear that in mind. Just practically, I know that one of the recommendations you make, Katrina, is that people, if they're not already checking their meter themselves, and a lot of people don't, that we should be checking our meter to see how, you know, so that we don't get one of these estimated electricity bills.
Yeah, so the gold standard is for all of the companies, be it natural gas or electricity, is that, you know, the gold standard or what they'd aim would be that before you get your bill every time, that your bill will be read by a meter reader. But in reality, that doesn't happen because there aren't enough meter readers to go around. So you might get your meter read 2 or 3 times a year and not 6 times a year. So you're going to see it on your bill beside your meter reading. If your meter reading has been estimated, it'll have a large capital letter E beside it. If a meter reading has been read by a reader, it'll have the letter A beside it. And if you yourself have submitted a reading, it'll have the letter C beside it. So that's E for estimate, C for customer, and A for actual. So when you go and you take a look at your bill, if you can bundle up your bills, say your last 3 bills, and take a look at them, you're going to notice that they're not all A for actual, unless you have a smart meter. Your smart meter will send the information directly to the energy company straight away, so you don't need to worry about submitting reading. But you could be a natural gas customer, or you could be not on a smart meter yet with electricity. So there is where you want to be checking that you're not on estimated. I've been in touch with, so many people have been in touch with me between my work with the Irish Examiner and my social media, and I've been getting messages from people up and down the country have had 3 estimated bills in a row and then an actual bill, and the difference has been €600, €800. Imagine €800 bill just before Christmas to come out by direct debit.
So when they estimated, it's always estimated at the higher end of the scale?
No, at the lower. Well, it's estimated based upon what they think your usage might be. But, like, that's a question of how long is a piece of string. Like, a family could have had a new addition to the family, you know, maybe a new baby, or maybe an older family member has moved into the house and needs support, or maybe you've started working from home, or maybe you've got a teenager in the house, has gotten a new games console. Like, it's really difficult for the energy companies to estimate what your energy is. It's a very broad stick. It's very, you know, that they apply to what they estimate your readings could be. And most of the time what happens is that the estimate is lower than what you've actually used. So by the time you get to an actual reading, that's when you've got a big difference between what you've paid and what you actually owe.
Okay, so that is why people get fairly all right electricity bills and then all of a sudden they get one whopping one out of the blue.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that now, and that's very interesting. Listen, I'm keen to move on from this because before we run out of time, I want to ask you about grocery shopping. And I know you noticed yourself year on year from January of 2022 to this year that your weekly family grocery shop had gone up by something like €35?
€35 a week, which is a lot of money.
It is.
It's a lot of money to anybody. Now, I will say, like, I mean, I've got a teenager who's basically an adult and eats like a horse. So he constantly has to be fed. And the bigger he gets, the more food he wants. But, like, between him and then his younger brother and my husband and I, like, that's our grocery bill. That's our food bill for the week. So it's a big leap to have made. I don't buy, like, an awful lot of branded items. Like, it's mainly, you know, meat, fruit and veg, bread, milk, cheese. Like, it's nothing that you kind of go, oh gosh, you know, you're paying expensive for branded items. I'm not buying stuff like that, but it has gone up. And like every family, like it's a struggle because you're trying to find the money from where. Like it has to come from thin air. And then you add that to the increase in the cost of energy that we all have to pay, and if you have to put a car on the road, the increase in the cost of fuel. And then by the time you add it all up, the increase, well, for me, because we've got a tracker mortgage, the increase for me is in and around about 110 euro a week I'm paying overall for all of my cost of living increases in the past year.
Good Lord, that is extraordinary, and it's not sustainable. I mean, where is it all going to end? But yes, just on the grocery thing, Katrina, because I know, as I said, you've been following it both from your own personal point of view, but for the Irish Examiner column you do, yes, as well. Did you implement any changes to your grocery bill to try and bring it down, or did you split it between, we'll say, the discount stores for certain products, or was there any advice you'd give us?
So if you're not already, move over to own brand items. My work through the past year, I've done taste tests between all of the supermarkets. So all of the own brand labels of supermarkets, there's very little difference in quality between that and the larger branded items. Stuff like milk, stuff like bread, there's very little difference between whether or not you pick up the big name, you know, name of bakeries, you know, loaf of bread off of the shelf, or if you buy the own brand. Like, from a taste point of view, very, very little difference indeed. And you can really make a huge saving for yourself. Like, even like the price of milk in a litre of milk, you could save, for every litre of milk, you could save between 30 and 45 cents just by picking up an own brand litre of milk.
Okay, some people will tell you it doesn't taste quite as good, though.
Well, I suppose, like, I mean, it depends as well. Like, I mean, obviously, personal preference comes into it as well. But at the end of the day, my preference is, at the moment, I need to save the money somewhere to pay for all these cost of living increases. So for me, I'm scrimping it in my grocery bill, because where else am I going to find it? And it's not just cost of living increases as well. Like, I'm looking to the future. Like, because I live on a budget, it's not just about, you know, paying for the bills. It's also about looking to the future, because it'd be nice to have some money maybe for a little trip away, or maybe to be able to take the kids out to the flicks, to the cinema someday.
Yeah.
So if I save the money on the grocery bill and then I have some extra change in my pocket to take the kids out, well, then that's to my benefit. You know, so if I don't notice the flavour difference, or if the flavour difference is negligible, but I can take the kids out at the end of the week, well, then it's worth my while.
Yeah, very well said. Just a final point as well, Katrina, is it worth it if you have the time to split your shopping? Like, if there's, we'll say, two adults in the family and one can, and I'm just pulling this out of midair, one can go to a particular discount store and get all the cleaning products or stuff like that, and the other person can go to maybe another supermarket where they feel the fruit and veg is nicer. Is it worth doing that?
Definitely. If you have two people in the household who are willing to take on the job of taking care of the groceries and dividing and conquering when it comes to the household responsibilities, definitely. Like, even if it's not from a cost point of view, remember, you have to put a value on your own time. So if you can split that, well, then you've got more time back for yourself. The other thing I'll say is, your listeners might have noticed over the last couple of weeks that the quality of fresh fruit and vegetables hasn't been great in your local supermarket. There's a variety of different reasons for that, but actually what I've started to do is I'm shopping every 3 to 4 days as opposed to doing one big shop a week. So if you can split that between two people, that makes a big difference. But also it means that you're going to get fresher produce.
Okay.
And then you're going to be throwing away less. If you have to throw away produce, then you're throwing away money. As far as I'm concerned, like, if you don't use it, then that's a waste of money. So shopping more frequently and then picking up, you know, because you're only going for 3 or 4 days, picking up what's best on offer, depending on where you're going to go, you're going to save money that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, you've given us some great advice there and a great overview of where we are at the moment, Katrina, in terms of the cost of living crisis. Listen, keep up the good work. Your column is so well worth reading in the Irish Examiner. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Deirdre. Take care.
All the best.